My name is Andre, and today we're going to talk a bit about Christian or Pharisee. I think that's an interesting one. So first off, let's look at the Pharisees. What was a Pharisee? Who was a Pharisee? Well, the Pharisee was basically the learned or the well-learned. Learned, that's the word, thanks. Guys in the Bible. So they typically taught other Christians or taught other people about the book of Moses, the law of Moses. So that was typically of Pharisees. They had pretty nice cloaks with tassels. My English is leaving me. And they had a memory verse on a little strap on their arm. So that was quite cool. So they remind themselves of the verse the whole day, and that's how they remembered it. And I think they had one in their hair as well. Okay, so that's the idea of what is a Pharisee. So now, what is a Christian? Now, in one of my previous sermons, I mentioned what is a Christian. So I'm going to ask you guys for chocolate. Can you tell me what is a Christian in three words? Okay, it's a chocolate. Otherwise, I'm going to eat it. Come on. Boom. Congrats, Steph. Your husband got your chocolate. Cool. Okay. So, let's look at a Christian then. A Christian is a follower of Christ. So, there's not really a lot of explanation needed in that. The only thing you need to do is to follow Jesus. Then you're a Christian. So, let's look at the greatest commandment. Matthew 22, verse 36 to 37. Teacher, this is typically the learned guys, yeah, asking Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? And it says there, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all of your mind. So that is Jesus saying, you should love God. That's the most important thing in life. Okay. So being a Christian, that is the most important thing for us, to love God. Then the next one, the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. So this was, Jesus was crucified. He told his disciples to meet him there. And they met him on this mountain, and some of them doubted. They're not quite sure if this is Jesus. Okay. And to continue, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So Jesus saying there, all authority on this earth has been given to me, and therefore I tell you, as my disciples, the guys that has been walking a road with me for 3 years, I have discipled you, I've taught you how to disciple other people, what being a Christian is all about. So go therefore and tell everyone. And fortunately they did, because we are here. Okay, so typically they told somebody, somebody told somebody else, and voila, we're here. Okay, so this is what Jesus says is the Great Commission. That is the most important thing. He sees his disciples after he was crucified, he's almost going back to heaven, and he's telling them, listen here, this is the most important thing. go and disciple people all of all the nations and baptize them. That is what we, that is basically what Jesus says a Christian must do. That is who we are. Okay, do you agree? Okay, everybody's still awake. So our head pastor, Terkian Renee, is in London for a week. They're meeting with the guys from HQ, and they have regular meetings like that and attending a planted conference. So whenever I preach, which is not that often, I have a tendency to be very short, so we're almost done. Okay, so that's a good thing in this heat. But there's still some things that God wants to address, so hold on. Okay. Now, the important thing is you can't split those two, the greatest commandment and the great commission, because the great commandment says, love God, and the next one says, if you're a follower of Jesus, go and disciple people and baptize them. So basically, if you love God, if you love Jesus, then you will disciple people. So that's an outflow. That's basically the first and the second commandment. Love God with all your heart. And the second commandment, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it's basically in that line as well. Okay. So you can't split them up. If you look at Romans 5:11, more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't rejoice in God. You can't say you love God if it's not through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because through... Well, okay, let me just read it first. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. So in other words, in the beginning, Adam and Eve sinned. We didn't have relationship with God anymore. Jesus came. We, as a Christian, accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we are reconciled to God. We can have a relationship with Him again. Okay. Okay, if we look at the next one. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's pretty straightforward. So, we love God. We're followers of Jesus. We're Christians. And the greatest command or commission for us is to go and disciple people and baptize them. Okay, so all of those are interlinked. You can't say I want to disciple people but not love God. You can't say I love God but I don't want to disciple people. Okay, do you agree? Everybody gets so serious suddenly. Okay, so back to my title of my sermon, Christian or Pharisee. We look at Matthew 23, verse 1 to 3. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do, for they preach, but do not practice. And then Jesus continues in Matthew 23 with explaining a lot more of the stuff that they say they want to do or you must do, but they don't actually do it. Okay. So basically there Jesus says the Pharisees are the learned guys. Yes, was that right? Was the learned guys. So listen to them because they teach you. But the problem is they just teach, they don't do. So don't be like that. Don't just get knowledge. Don't just come closer to God and say, yo, I love God. But if it doesn't lead to action, if it doesn't lead to doing what you have learned, if it doesn't make you disciple people, then there's a problem somewhere. Okay. If we look at Matthew 7, verse 15 to 20, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Thanks. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. So this is why Jesus was so passionate about addressing the Pharisees. Because he says there, if you don't bear fruit, if there's no evidence, it doesn't help you stand in the corner and you pray and you tell people, I am such a good Christian. I have such an awesome relationship with God. And you keep on telling people because they can't see it. There must be fruit in your life of what you believe. So if you love God, there must be fruit. God gave his only son to come to earth. Jesus was with God. He could have stayed with God. God don't just want us to love him and to stay in our little corner and don't tell anybody. He wants us to disciple people and baptize people. So we're talking about discipleship. Now, what the Pharisees did well, they taught other people. Jesus taught his disciples for 3 years. So I want to encourage you what Steph said in the announcements of the Encounter courses. Come and do it. If you haven't done it yet, if you have done it, come and do it again. Bring a friend. If you just want to come and chill for the day and meet new people, come and do it again. The Holy Spirit speaks to you every single time. God reveals to you new things every single time. But the Encounter courses, there's 4 of them. And in the middle, we have the membership course. It's all about the basics of discipleship. And it's anointed by God. It's amazing courses. It's life-changing courses. Then, additional to that, we have 3 years of Bible school in church. And I want to encourage you to do it. Like Jesus says, listen to the Pharisees. Listen to what people are teaching you. The disciples, before he sent them out, they had to walk with Jesus for 3 years. So, we have pretty good teachers in Bible school, but they're not Jesus yet. So, come and do Bible school 3 years and continue afterwards. There's opportunities for degree, honors degree and master degree at Stellenbosch Theological Institute and stuff as well. But don't leave that behind. Let's get taught by other people. So my short explanation of discipleship, basically, the whole Bible school and all the courses helps you to prepare you for discipleship. Okay. So my definition is, the first step is to share. So I just got saved. I just accepted Jesus as my Savior, to look at my buddy and to say, wow, this happened in my life. That's the first step. That is, you are sharing the good news with that guy. And then the next step for me is to invite him along, saying, hey, this happened to me. Come along. Can I pray with you? Can I tell you? Don't you want to as well? That is, yes, discipleship is a big word. Making disciples is a big word. But that's basically where it starts. That's just start doing that. And then later on, it's encourage that person to grow. Each of us have different giftings, different callings, different anointings. But we're still part of a family. We're still walking together to see that in a person and not just make a mini Andre or mini Christoph. You disciple somebody and then you see, listen, I see that gift in you. I'm going to encourage you to grow in that gift as well and to follow Jesus passionately. So that is, in short, my plain definition of discipleship. Okay, so it's not that difficult, would you agree? Yeah. I say. So we don't want to be Pharisees. We don't just want to have a lot of information and tell people what awesome Christians we are, but there's no fruit. And Jesus also, according to the word, don't want you to be like that. He wants you to be taught, but he also wants you to have fruit. So today we're going to get a bit practical. I like getting practical, not just like the Pharisees and having a lot of info at you, but just, yeah, looking at the fruit. So I want you to answer to yourself quickly. Put up your left hand. Actually, just checking if you're awake. No. Quickly, start with the pinky. Put a name to it. Who are you discipling? Just, you can go or you can stop there, whatever. If you have a full hand, awesome. But just think quickly. Who are you discipling? Okay, that should have taken us about 2 seconds because we're busy with that person. Okay, and we're praying for that person. Then the next one is, who disciples you? Okay, use your right hand for that. But just one or two. Or whatever. If you have 5 people discipling you, awesome. But just quickly answer the question, who's discipling you? In other words, somebody that has a relationship with you, somebody that you spoke to and said, listen, yeah, I want you to impart into my life. Not somebody on TBN or I don't know what. Somebody that can address stuff in your life that's wrong or can encourage you to grow. Okay. Everybody got a name? Everybody happy? Still awake? Cool. As I said, my sermons are short, so we're basically done. Just one thing I want to mention. If for any of those fingers you've said, yeah, but I just felt the Holy Spirit while I was preparing, just want to say that if that was your reaction, if you said, yeah, but for this reason I don't have somebody, or for that reason I don't have somebody, you just made the excuse not to do God's will. Jesus asked you to do something and you said, but. I just felt the Holy Spirit said that while I was preparing. So I'm going to end off. And I just want to say, I want to encourage you guys to find people to disciple. And not just, Werner, you're the furthest away. I'm discipling Werner, but he doesn't know it. That doesn't work. It's a relationship. Okay. So I want to encourage you, if you can't think of somebody at the moment, pray about it this week. It's from God. It's of God. God will show you somebody. And also, have somebody that speaks into your life. Once every 2 weeks, once a month at least, that can address stuff that's not right in your life, that can encourage you to grow in that gifts and that calling, that ability, to mention that blind spots, to just tell you, hey, stop being stupid. Okay, so I'm going to pray for us. Father, we thank you today, Father, for this word, Father. Thank you, Father, that we can know you. Thank you that we can love you. Jesus, thank you that you died for us. And Father, because of that love, we want to tell people, Father, and sometimes we're intimidated, and sometimes we're worried, and sometimes there's so many buts, Father. But today, Father, we just say, please come and help us, Father. We want to have fruit in our life, Father. We want to see people disciple and disciple other people, Father. Please come and help us, Father. Come and show us this week, Father, that our lives will not just be about us and our time and our struggles, Father, but it will bring glory to your name, Father, that people will come to your knowledge, Father.
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.